Oh, ready for the big guy? All right, let's go to the hotline as we interrupt our draft talk for a minute. I'm sure Jimmy was listening intently. Ladies and gentlemen, the owner of the Cleveland Browns joining us on a very historic day here for ESPN Cleveland. Jimmy, it's Tony Rizzo. How are you, buddy?
Tony, great to talk to you. How are you?
Well, listen, it's funny you say that because you and I have talked on the phone at least three or four times. I'm the guy that did the Travel Channel piece with your son-in-law, and we keep talking about how we're going to meet. I'm here in Berea, and you're not here today. I miss you.
I'm in downtown Cleveland having lunch with some people, and I'll be there about 1:30 if you want to wait.
All right, you got it, Jim. You got it. Jimmy, how excited are you? I know from speaking from our company, Good Karma, and our CEO, Craig Karmazin, who you met, I know, last night. This is such a big day for us. I'm sure, when we talked to Joe Banner about changing things here in Berea, he said it starts with the radio network, and we're just so proud to be a part of the Cleveland Browns.
Well, thanks. We had a great dinner with Craig and his team last night, and he shares the same kind of passion for sports that we do. And, of course, being attached to the ESPN brand name, we think is great for the Browns organization, but most importantly, guys, we think this is great for the Browns fans because there's going to be a lot more Browns exposure on the radio.
Yeah, and Jimmy, you guys are doing like a triple cast. You're on three stations, and you're the first North American pro sports franchise to do that with your games. Could you see more teams and more leagues doing a similar thing? You guys are breaking ground here.
You know, I don't know that. I will give Joe Banner and Alex Shiner credit for working this out. I think they did a great job of negotiating when they first brought it to us and said we're going to work with both CBS and ESPN Radio. I thought, well, how are we going to do that? But after thinking about it and listening to it, once again, I think it's a tremendous opportunity, not just for us, but for Browns fans.
Jimmy Haslam, Browns owner, is our guest. Jimmy, free agency towards the end of it now. You guys have done the heavy lifting stuff. Are you pleased with the direction things are going and the signings you've made so far?
We are. We are pleased, but as I tell all of my good friends, and a lot of Browns fans, we really won't know until this time next year, right, till we see how the guys play on the field. But we've been able to accomplish what we set out to do, which is to, we felt like we started with a good offensive line, and now we think we've come up with what we believe is a potentially outstanding defensive line.
Jimmy Haslam is our guest. Jimmy, a couple weeks ago, or maybe it was last week at the NFL owners' meetings, you made a comment that a lot of fans and some media have been talking about. You came out and said, you know, we know the Browns aren't going to go 13-3 or something to that effect. And some people thought that maybe the owner of the team shouldn't be saying that. Where do you come out on that, and can you explain that comment to us?
I just think you have to be realistic. I may be off by a game or two, but in the last 5 years, the Browns have won 23 or 24 games, and in the last 3 years, we've won 14 games. And it takes a while to build a really successful organization, whether it's football or business or wherever it is, and I think it's going to take us a little bit of time. And there's nobody more committed to winning and winning quickly than myself and our family. But at the same time, we have to be realistic, and I think we've said since day one we wanted to do this the right way and have a team that was going to win and win consistently, not just have a, you know, one-hit wonder that wins 1 year and then falls back to earth.
Certainly. Jimmy Haslam, Browns owner, is our guest. Will there come a time, Jimmy, when you will expect to be 13-3?
Absolutely, and you're going to pin me down and say when, and I don't want to answer that. But our goal is to be, and I stated this publicly, we have great examples in our own division of teams that in the last 10 years, Baltimore and Pittsburgh, that have won and won consistently. That's what we want to do.
Jimmy, it's Aaron Goldhammer. What are your expectations? We've established that 13-3 would be awfully lofty, but what are your expectations for this year?
You know, I think we want to be better as a football team. And here again, you all are going to say, well, what's that look like in wins and losses? I think that's a little dangerous to do because we don't know. We know who we're going to play, but you don't know when and where. Or you know where, you don't know when. And handling injuries are a big part of the game. So I think we'll all know. You guys have been around sports a long time. I think we'll all know by the end of the year if we have a better football team than we did in 2012, and our goal is to be better in 2014 than we were in 2013.
Hey, Mr. Haslam, my name is Gerard Cherry. I'm a former player, and I was very critical of your comments regarding going 13-3. And the question I want to pose to you is, as a player, I hear you say that, what is going to be the vision of the team? Because it comes off to me that it's not a urgency to win right away. I understand the building components, but what's going to be that message to the guys in the locker room?
Well, let me say this. You and I have never had the opportunity to meet, but I think if we met, I don't think you would doubt or question our sense of urgency or our intensity or focus on winning. And I'm not saying we can't go 13-3. I mean, there were some pretty dramatic turnarounds last year in the NFL, but I, you know, very few teams go from 5-11 to 13-3. And believe me, we're going to try to win every game. I think we're going to have a better football team than we did last year. But you know, because you played, NFL's tough league.
That it is.
Jimmy, Tony Grossi here. One of your off-season objectives, if not the number one, was to create competition at quarterback. Now, has the acquisition of Jason Campbell fulfilled that image that you had?
We believe it has. I had the privilege of watching Jason play at Auburn, being a Tennessee guy, and I think he's a good athlete, a good quarterback. He has won some games in the NFL, and we think he brings some experience, brings obvious experience, but also brings good work ethic. And we think he will create competition. We're delighted to have him as part of our team.
Well, Jimmy, we know you're very busy, and we hope you know that we will talk to you a lot more in the future. I know that Aaron and I are really looking forward to doing the really big show from training camp this year, something we haven't been able to do. But now that we're partners, you know, in the broadcasting and everything, I was wondering, you know, maybe from your office one of these days this summer, Aaron and I could do a show. Would that be okay?
Absolutely, absolutely. The Brea facility is supposed to be redone by July 15th, which is approximately when camp starts. And we will be there and be there a lot and would love to do a show with you from our office. That would be exciting and fun to do. And here again, I think great for our fans.
And then Mr. Haslam, our GM at ESPN Cleveland, Keith Williams, was wearing, I believe, one of your orange ties during the announcement today. Can you confirm that he raided your closet for that? And I wanted to ask you, when was the last time you wore a tie that wasn't orange? Because you've been at Tennessee and then the Browns. You're just an orange,
you know,
kind of guy,
You'll find this interesting. Being in the truck stop business, I never wore ties except to go to church. But once we got the Browns, it seems like I'm called on to wear a coat and tie more. Obviously, I'm going to wear orange because it's a great color and we're proud of our team.
Jim, one last thing. There were some fans that were concerned when you went back full-time to Flying J. Can you just explain that move? And is it a matter of you trusting the people that are now here in Berea, or how much hands-on will you still have with the Cleveland Browns?
Yeah, it's a good question. Let me say this. Some people asked me, said, were you upset at the fans' reaction? And I said, no. Quite the contrary. I was actually delighted, and they said, well, why do you say that? And I said, because it shows they care. I think there's some NFL communities where if the owner announced that, it'd be ho-hum. But here, the fans want to win. They want to make sure the owner's committed to winning. So we were very appreciative of the reaction and just the tremendous support the fans give us. I would remind everybody that last year, you know, we were became involved in August, officially approved in October. We're obviously heavily involved last fall. We were still the CEO of Pilot Flying J. I'm not a guy that has any hobbies. I don't hunt, fish, play golf, or anything. And candidly, enjoy running Pilot Flying J. I've always traveled a lot because we do things nationwide. And I can assure you, as I said earlier, there's nobody more committed. And I will be here whatever it takes in terms of time to make sure we win. At the same time, we've got a great group of people here, Ray. Joe Banner, Mike Lombardi, North Turner, Ray Horton. I mean, we put Alex Shannon. We put together what we believe is an all-star group of people. And our philosophy has always been hire great people, put them in place, provide them an environment to work in. You see all the improvements going on down at Berea. Properly incent them, lay out clearly the expectations, and hold them accountable. And we won't do any different with the crowd.
Jimmy, we appreciate your time very much. We look forward to our partnership. And, you know, the name of our company is Good Karma. So I'm going to say right now, we are going 13-3 this year, baby. We are ready to go.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot for your support. Anytime we can be on, we're glad to do it.
Thank you, Jimmy Haslam, Browns owner.